DJ Quicksilver, the latest Ish Mix, honoring Michael Jackson 5 years from today. Where were you when you got the news? We're asking you that next.
Now, yeah, It's quick, quick, quick.
Thank you.
Quicksilver, man, doing it right there. Michael Jackson, hard to believe, 5 years.
Ah.
5 years. Mm-hmm. Question was, where were you when you heard the news? I remember we were doing like a happy hour at
We were all together.
The Four Points Sheraton.
New Carrollton. Atlanta.
Yeah. And I didn't believe it at first, you know, because you're always hearing stuff like that. And it was just shocking what I saw.
Tweet.
Show to you. He tweets at Russ Parr's show. I was heading to my barber. Someone in the shop said it, and no one believed it. I think that was the big thing. Everybody was just in belief and in total denial.
Well, there were so many rumors about Michael Jackson always. So it was like, really? Oh, and Michael Jackson's dead? No.
It took a while for them to confirm that he died.
Because I remember we was watching CNN, and they just kept showing he was going to the hospital, in front of his house. And stuff.
In the hospital.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, where were you, Sue?
Getting ready to go to the happy hour.
Yeah. Go to the happy hour.
I was in the car on the way here.
I was working. I was a cashier at Sports Authority, and people that I was ringing up kept saying it. And I was like, I don't believe that. And then I found out when I went home.
Wow. Where were you? Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Rashawn.
Hey, Rashawn.
I was home recovering from getting my wisdom tooth pulled, and then my ex-girlfriend called me, whatever, you know, let me know the news.
You know, and
it always involves
people,
your ex.
For some people really like to be the bearer of news like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not one of those kind of people. But, all of a sudden my phone just started blowing up, you know, and it was just hard to believe. And you just had to get to a TV to see what was going on. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Your comment. Your phone is really bad. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Our phone. Maybe it's us. Maybe it's our phone lines.
Maybe.
Good morning. Hello.
Might be blowing up.
Hello. Turn your radio down. Good morning. Yeah.
Jamila lines. Parker says, I was home and saw the breaking news. It felt like losing a relative.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael just touched a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Russ. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. Where were you when you heard the news?
I actually just passed my board, and I was asleep because I was studying, like, for weeks. And when I heard that he died of a cardiac arrest, I knew that he was dead. And my cousin called me from Atlanta and was like, did you hear what just happened? And I'm like, I think they just said it on CNN. And she was like, it's true, you know. And, I mean, I was devastated. I, like, mourned his death for weeks.
Yeah.
It was just terrible.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, I felt bad for the mom.
It was almost surreal. Like, it's not, I mean, even to this day, it's kind of crazy saying Michael Jackson is dead. I mean, it's surreal.
Because we kind of heard stuff about him for so long, but we kind of really never wanted to believe.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Where were you?
I was actually listening to you guys on the radio when it happened, and my whole entire family called at the same time to tell me. I was the Michael Jackson fan forever.
Yeah.
I broke. I fell apart.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I remember seeing the footage of one of his brothers trying to get to the hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just, I don't know. It's, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm saying, I think I just lost all respect for Jermaine when all that went down.
I just remember being confused because they said he had his doctor with him and his doctor was present. I'm like, what is.
But I felt, and forgive me for saying this, and if I'm wrong, I felt that Jermaine tried to make it about him.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's like almost putting him on his brother's level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, every interview after that, you know, I just completed an album and Michael said it was really good. And, you know, we had that kind of unspoken thing. It was about... Yeah, that bothered me.
Yeah.
And he was always like, I want to sing Michael's favorite song, Smile.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Grand Fat Stack says, I was bringing my baby home from the hospital. Happiest sad day of my life.
Yeah. All right, where were you? Good morning.
Yes, I just moved into my new place and was just setting my cable television up. I'll begin calls all afternoon about Michael Jackson is dead. Michael Jackson is dead. And as I screwed in the last screw to my cable television, bam, there it was. Michael Jackson dead.
And you know what's so weird?
Unbelievable.
And you know what's so weird about it? Because he was so iconic, everybody remembers exactly what mm-hmm. they were doing. Mm-hmm. I remember the sun was out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
I remember the traffic. I remember everything. Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, I remember what street I was on driving down in what direction. Yep. You know, it's just that's the influence that Michael had on, I think, all of his fans. And, you know, regardless of all the stuff he went through and the whole nine, at the end of the day, you're going to be a fan of his music forever.
Amen.
Yep. It lives on forever.
Yep.